Alabama is one of the most biodiverse states in the U.S., but the state's bug population hasn't been studied as much. A landmark study in Europe shows there's been a dramatic decrease in flying insects. Pollutants and pesticides could have something to do with it. But as state universities graduate fewer biologists, conservationists have found new ways to document the insect population. Hayden Holmes Brown reports.
On road trips back in the 80s, bugs splattered your car windshield. These days, there doesn't seem to be as much blood and guts. Trucker James Higgins isn't complaining. I met him at a truck stop in Moody. Let's just say years ago, he used to use a lot more wiper fluid.
Back then, going up and down I-20 east and west, you had to stop anywhere from 50 to 75 miles to actually get on top of the hood and hand wipe the bugs off.
That's not as much of a thing anymore, and scientists are worried. A German study published last year shows that in the past three decades, the population of flying insects there plunged by 75%. That's dangerous because insects are the foundation of our ecosystem, says E.O. Wilson. He's a Harvard biologist and native Alabamian. Wilson says insects pollinate our plants and are a critical part of the food chain.
If you took away insects, the entire thing would collapse. It would be a catastrophe.
Wilson says insect declines in Alabama are just as significant as those seen in Germany.
As they decline, we'll only be discovering what the ill effects of this is to all of the environment as it happens. So we need to get ahead of this problem.
But getting a grasp on what's happening requires comprehensive, long-term surveys. Academics in the state say Alabama's insect population is among the least studied in the U.S. Alabama's universities are graduating fewer field biologists than they used to. That's true for colleges around the country. In the 90s, Auburn University stopped offering entomology courses to undergrads, and the University of Alabama offers fewer field-based classes than it did years ago. Biology professors at Alabama say funding has shifted away from the field sciences. Instead, schools pour more money into lab-based sciences, such as genetics. Scientists are enlisting citizen scientists to bridge the gap. These volunteers find and photograph wildlife and upload the info to global databases. John Morgan is a retired hospital administrator. On a steamy night in June, Morgan hangs white sheets and heat lamps in his backyard in rural Tilton County. He aims his camera at a furry white moth clinging to the sheet.
First thing I want to do when I see the moth on my sheet is see what kind of anatomical landmarks he does have that I want to make sure I get in the photograph, like spots or orbicular spots and lines and shades and all this.
These tiny details are important for identification. Morgan moves in again as a larger moth flaps in.
That is a moth. He is very, very fancy. This may be a new species for me. Perfect.
All of this data goes into a sort of bug census. 2 years ago, the University of Alabama's Museum of Natural History launched the Biodiversity of Alabama Project. So far, there are almost 100,000 uploads to the database. For WBHM, I'm Hayden Holmes Brown.